the Skagway Police Department shoots and kills a bear cub after attempting to remove it from a residential area over the weekend. And the Haynesboro Planning Commission raises concerns that town rules regarding public signs are unconstitutional. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Skagway Police Department shot and killed a bear cub Saturday after attempting to scare the bear away from a residential area. The bear cub first appeared in Skagway around Thanksgiving. In a post made Sunday on Facebook, the Skagway Police Department reported that the bear was attracted to the area by apples in residents' front yards. After hearing safety concerns from parents and pet owners, the police attempted to scare the bear away. The Facebook post goes on to say that the cub became aggressive by growling and charging the officer attempting to scare it away. Police shot the bear in response. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the cub was young and would probably not survive on its own. Police say in the week prior to the shooting, they discussed trapping the bear and transporting it to a sanctuary or rehabilitation center with the wildlife trooper and Department of Fish and Game out of Haines. The Skagway Police Department says a cub cannot be relocated to any location unless that location has been approved by Fish and Game. As of Friday night, Fish and Game had not granted permission to relocate the cub. The first December meeting of the Haynesboro Assembly is tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Amendments to the 2019 budget and amendments to the borough code regarding signage will be open to public hearing. The Assembly will discuss amendments to the 2019 budget, including the transfer of $30,000 from the area-wide general fund balance to the Capital Improvement Project Fund to finance designs incorporating new Assembly chambers into the proposed library expansion project. The expansion was first proposed in 2014. The library will add space for staff on the north end of the building and a multi-purpose area for the community on the south end. The proposed Assembly chambers would be added to the South End expansion. Tomorrow's meeting is the final chance for the public to comment on appropriating funds for the design. The Assembly will also consider amendments to Borough Code to revise and clarify sign regulations. The Planning Commission reviewed the code and recommended changes to keep the Haynesboro in compliance with a 2015 Supreme Court decision, Reed versus the Town of Gilbert. The Supreme Court held that limiting signage based on content is unconstitutional. Mike Denker served as Code Review Commission chair in 2017 and noticed that the Haynesboro Code was in possible violation of the First Amendment. He stated in a memo to the Borough Assembly and Planning Commission that the sign code singles out certain signs for favorable treatment based solely on the sign's message. Public comment is open at tomorrow evening's meeting and the December 18th meeting. Strong returns of hatchery chum salmon are expected in southeast Alaska next summer and fall. Joe Viknicki reports.
The Sitka-based hatchery nonprofit Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, is forecasting a combined return of 9 million chums next year to all its release sites. Another 4.6 million are forecast to return to the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association locations, and 4.2 million could return to the Juneau-based Douglas Island pink and chum. That would put the total at roughly 18 million in the region next year. Steve Reifenstuhl is NSARA general manager.
Dan, you do a little math on that, and it's about 150 million pounds of chum salmon at, say, 90 cents dollar a pound. That is a massive, massive year forecast, at least. And it's happening at a good time when pink salmon are down. And, of course, all fishermen catch chum salmon, including trawlers. So this is going to be a big benefit for all the fleets.
One of NSARA's sites at Crawfish Inlet south of Sitka did unexpectedly well in 2018. The run came in just under 3.5 million fish. That included a one-day purse seine catch that topped 1 million fish in late August, the largest one-day chum catch on record in Alaska. NSARA is forecasting nearly the same amount for 2019 at Crawfish.
There will be at least one seine opening every week. in crawfish till it's all done. And then if the magnitude of this run is like we're expecting, we will likely need to put two openings a week. So it would be a Sunday, Thursday, and then the other days would be troll priority.
Trollers also caught chums in nearby West Crawfish Inlet this summer. And there's a proposal before the state's Board of Fisheries that it could include the gillnet fleet in the bounty of those hatchery chums. That proposal goes before the board at a meeting in January. If it passes, the NSERA board will still have to decide on whether to open areas to gillnetting. The Southeast chum catch this year was nearly 11.5 million fish, just the second year in history that the region's chum catch surpassed the catch of pink salmon. Forecasts for both chum and pink next year are at 18 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
The holiday season started off with a bang in Haines during the annual Light the Fort celebration on Saturday. KHNS has this audio postcard from the event. The Light the Fort tradition began during the Fort Seward Centennial Celebration in 2004. Every year, it kicks off with an explosion from the historic Fort Seward cannon, which signals the houses along Officers Row to turn on their Christmas lights. After the fort is lit, residents sing carols and roast hot dogs around a bonfire. It's traditionally held on the first Saturday in December. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on podcast hosts like Stitcher and NPR One.